It's here and now, and I'm broadcasting from New York City today, where 60% of residents are immigrants or children of immigrants, according to the city's planning department. Since 2000, one of the fastest growing groups of immigrants, perhaps not surprisingly, has been Mexicans. Meanwhile, Italian immigration to New York City has fallen dramatically in the last 10 years. We want to take a look at both communities now with Eduardo Peñalosa, who is executive director of Mixteca. That's a nonprofit focused on providing services to Mexican and Latin American immigrants. Eduardo, welcome to you.
Thank you very much, Frank.
And Angelo Vivolo is also here. He's president of the Columbus Citizens Foundation. That's a nonprofit dedicated to preserving Italian-American culture. It organizes New York City's annual Columbus Day Parade. Angelo, welcome to you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me here.
And you are a first-generation Italian-American.
Yes, I am. My dad was born in a little town off of Naples called Bruciano, and he came to this country and lived here until he passed away. Yes.
And Eduardo, you actually were born in Mexico.
I was born in Mexico City, born and raised, actually. Yes.
And you've been here in New York for how long?
This is my 18th year in New York City, basically.
And one of the things that's interesting is the Mexican population in New York has increased some 52% since 2000. But you say they're not coming from Mexico City so much anymore.
No, they are coming from a region, a small region in the center of Mexico. It's called Mixteca, precisely. We're talking about this small region of maybe 20, 30 townships that are located in three states. It's a poor region. It's one of the poorest regions in the country. So that might explain the need to migrate, at least.
But one of the problems with that is that these people are not coming from a city to a city. They're, they're not used to something like New York City.
Yeah, the bulk of the migrants come from these little townships that have nothing, no access to big transportation systems, no access to, you know, higher education, etc., and they arrive here.
Angelo, what about the Italians who are coming today to New York? Where are they coming from?
Well, there aren't as many. The immigration laws are different for Italians coming to the United States. And there aren't many coming as there were back in the day when Italy, there was need to come here because of the poor conditions and hope for a better life here in the United States. So the Italian immigrant is not as prevalent as it was back in the day as when my dad came, or even 20 or 30 years ago. But there is a vibrant Italian community across the country. I think what's happened where at one time it was in major cities only, the Italians have spread out throughout the country. And I think in any city or in even small towns, you'll find Italian-Americans, very proud Italian-Americans, proud to be Italian and just as proud, if not more, to be Americans, of course.
Well, and you say there are fewer coming, although many people would say Italians have a lot of political clout in this city right now, perhaps more than they've ever had. That you've got an Italian-American mayor.
Well, that's true. Mayor de Blasio. We have an Italian-American governor.
With Andrew Cuomo.
Andrew Cuomo. But that's because the Italians have been here for a long time, and Italians have in every field, whether it be political or sports. I mean, this year is going to be a great celebration of Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday.
Right.
Last year was Joe DiMaggio's 100th birthday. I mean, we can go on and on and on with great Italian Americans that have lived the American dream, but also have been true to our culture and our heritage and being great citizens and good people.
Well, Eduardo, contrast that with the kind of clout that Mexican Americans have in politics here.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we're still a long way to go to reach these levels of political representation and political clout, at least in this region of the U.S. Here, we're talking about basically new migration in historical terms. 90s was the big explosion of migrants in the city. So we're a few years away from that.
Why do you think it took so long for such large numbers of Mexicans to start coming to New York City?
That's a very interesting question, because there has been Mexican presence in New York for a long time. I mean, the Mexican consulate here is one of the oldest. It's been a destination for a lot of very important Mexicans. However, the poor migrant, the migrant that comes here to work, to do the menial jobs, just started arriving in the 90s. And I think it was an opportunity situation that ended up being an interesting economic niche for Mexicans.
Angelo, what are the biggest challenges facing today's Italian immigrants?
I think we're fortunate because we've been here so long. And I think that because of our personal belief in family and hard work, it is just part of our culture to try to succeed in this great country. My dad came here. He didn't graduate high school. He had three children. We all graduated college, and our children all graduated college. So it's been something that's gone along generationally and tried to improve and do the best that we can. And I think that's part of the part of our ethnicity. That's what we believe in, and that's what we do.
And Eduardo, what are the challenges facing Mexican immigrants today?
We're still in a situation where the challenges have to do with giving migrants basic education, health-related programs, programs related to empowerment, maybe launching of small businesses, trying to find ways to assimilate in this great city without losing our pride as Mexicans, without losing our identity. I would say that we're in that emergency mode, I would say.
Well, and are today's Mexican immigrants living in places together, or are they just spreading out across the city?
That's also a very interesting question. Mexico is a huge country, as you know, and what happens is that people disperse a lot. So there's no, in New York, there's no little Mexico. There's many little Mexicos. For example, where we are in Sunset Park is one of them. Brooklyn itself has almost 100,000 Mexicans, but we're all around the place. People say that we should probably follow the Dominicans in gathering together and making a huge Mexican community, but I don't think that's going to be possible. I think we're very dispersed.
Well, and it brings me to the famous neighborhood in Manhattan, Little Italy. Is that really Little Italy anymore?
Well, not as it was at one time. You know, the immigrants back in the day would migrate to one locale because they had familiarity with other immigrants. And unfortunately, Little Italy is not what it was at one time in terms of the amount of Italians that live there. But it is still a vibrant area. There are still a lot of Italian shops. I would say probably if you went to the Bronx on Arthur Avenue, you would find maybe even more Italian shops and more authenticity there. People travel from all over the metropolitan area to go to Arthur Avenue because there's still the traditional bakeries and pork stores and various kinds of shops that have Italian products and Italians that are running them.
Do you live in either of those neighborhoods?
I live in Manhattan. And one of the reasons why I joined the Columbus Citizens Foundation was because when I was a youngster, I was born and raised in Brooklyn in a very Italian neighborhood, but my children were born and raised in Manhattan, and I thought that by joining the Columbus Citizens Foundation, they would meet other Italian Americans, and that's exactly what happened.
But you don't need anymore, is what you're saying, to gather together with your fellow Italian Americans in where you live. You want to have that be part of your kids' upbringing and all of that.
Yes.
But at this point, you're assimilated enough that...
Yes, yes. We are assimilated. But we always remember our ethnicity. It's a very proud thing for all of us.
And Eduardo, what about you? Are you living amongst other Mexican immigrants to this city, or are you just out on your own?
I have to be fair. I actually live in Teaneck, New Jersey, in a very sort of Jewish Orthodox community. I don't know why I ended up there. I love it. But my commute to the Mexican enclave is always an amazing trip. Maybe I'm not sharing that whole experience, but certainly I've been around the Mexican communities. And maybe I just wanted to say that this community is suffering from the poverty of the recent immigrant. But we also have this situation where there's a Mexican momentum. We see niches in the city, for example, in the hospitality business, restaurant business, where Mexicans are gaining traction in many respects, and we're working into that. Yeah.
Well, before I let both of you go, Angelo, I wonder if you had any advice to one of the newest immigrant populations with your longstanding culture and tradition here in New York.
Well, my personal opinion is that Mexican-Americans are terrific people. I happen to be in the restaurant business, and I've had a great occasion to meet many Mexican-Americans. They're very hardworking, dedicated, and loyal people. So I think that in time, they'll reach the American dream and be as successful as any other ethnicity in New York City. So I wish them well, and I'm sure that they're going to do fine.
Well, I would follow that thought. I'm always telling my compatriots to follow the example of the previous migrations. The Italians is one of the most successful examples of where to go. They were here before us. They're already integrated. They haven't lost their identity. So this is where we should go. And I'm so happy that we have this amazing predecessors to follow.
Well, Eduardo Peñalosa, Executive Director of Mixteca, which helps Mexicans that have just arrived in the U.S., and Angelo Vivolo, President of the Columbus Citizens Foundation for Italian-American Culture. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you very much for
having us. Thank you very much for having us. Thank you.